We're going to go ahead and call this session to order at 5:32 p.m. Is there anyone in the public that would wish to address the school board before we go into closed session? Seeing none, we will go ahead and adjourn to closed session. Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for your patience. Thank you, and welcome to our board meeting. I will go ahead and call this board meeting open at 7:05 p.m. Okay, if you can all, is there anyone in the public who would like to lead us in our invocation? Okay, seeing none, we're going to have Ms. Poulos, if everyone can please stand.
Dear Lord, be with us this evening as we make the decisions that affect this community. And we want to thank you for the dedicated staff that we have in this, in our schools, and that how well it's reflected in all of the awards we've recently we've obtained. And it's due to all the effort that the staff has put in. And we thank you for the parents of these children and the children themselves, and ask a special blessing on them this evening. In his name we pray. Amen.
Please join me in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Miranda Jimenez.
Here.
Ms. Shoemaker.
Here.
Mrs. Polis.
Here.
Mr. Cox.
Here.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me go ahead and report out the action taken in closed session. Okay, it was moved by Jessica Shoemaker. Oh, excuse me. The following action was taken in closed session on May 8th, 2012. It was moved by Ms. Jessica Shoemaker and seconded by Ms. Cami Polos, and approved to expel the following students from the schools of the district. Student number 199462, Education Code 48900A1K, and the vote was 5-0. Caused, attempted to cause, or threatened to cause physical injury to another person in disruption, and the vote was 5-0. Student number 178144, Education Code 48900CK, unlawfully possessed, used, sold, or otherwise furnished, or been under the influence of certain controlled substances, an alcoholic beverage, or an intoxication of any kind in disruption, and the vote was 5-0. These students are expelled and will not be eligible to apply for readmission until the date set in their rehabilitation plans. Okay. We have a few special presentations that we're very excited about. First, I'd like to call Tony Ortega, Pasadena San Gabriel Valley chapter of the National Football Foundation. He is making a presentation to the West Covina High School staff.
Good evening, President Jimenez, board members, Superintendent Kaplan, district administrators, staff, and guests this evening. I'm extremely thankful for this opportunity to be here this evening with the opportunity to honor tonight and recognize students and staff from West Covina High School, specifically your jazz band, your pep squad, and your football program. The National Football Foundation, not to be mistaken with the National Football League, the National Football Foundation is a nonprofit organization. It's a nationwide organization. There are over 200 chapters throughout this country. I serve as the president for the Pasadena San Gabriel Valley chapter. We have basically two events. Our first event is the Scholar Athlete Banquet. Annually throughout the country, each of the chapters recognizes outstanding high school senior football players. In order to be eligible, the young men must have a minimum of a 3.0 GPA. They have to have shown leadership, community and school service. They obviously have to be an outstanding player, show you know, a proper team attitude and be recommended by their coach, their counselor, and the principal. Okay, we recognized 25 outstanding young men this year at our banquet on March the 27th. We had two young men from West Covina High School that were recognized. Chris Caballero, who was your quarterback for the past couple of years, has accepted an appointment to West Point.
Wow. And,
yep. I might also add that the young man at West Point this year that's graduating this year, Andrew Rodriguez, received the collegiate equivalent of the Scholar Athlete nationwide, and also the Sullivan Award that's presented annually to the outstanding amateur athlete in the country. So he will be following some big footsteps. The other young man is a young man by the name of Tony Wynn. At the time, he had not committed to where he'll attend school. As you well know, the UC system is a little behind in turning, sending out their notifications. I know he applied at Berkeley, UCLA, and at either UC Irvine or UC San Diego. I'm not too sure which one. So he was very optimistic, and hopefully he'll get his letter of acceptance at one of those schools. And the second event that we host is the Hall of Fame All-Star Football Game. That will be taking place on the 22nd of June, and it will be at West Covina High School for our second year. So we encourage you to please come. It's an outstanding game. We divide the 605 freeway as a dividing line, all the schools east of the 605 freeway and all the schools west. I have to also add that there are a few more schools on the east side than there are on the west, so we expand our boundaries to include the Northeast Los Angeles community. So the schools from the LA Unified School District that are in that area, we include with our West team. Always a great event. We had almost a sellout last year, so we're hopefully that you people would be able to come out and enjoy the game, and I'm sure there'll be a couple of players from West Covina High School and some of the neighboring schools to you as well. I'd like to distribute a couple of items first, and I'd like to also make a couple of introductions. To my right is Warren Brownfield. Warren is the treasurer for our organization. His brother, the late Jim Brownfield, was the founder of our chapter. Legendary coach from John Muir High School, passed away about a year and a half ago. And Warren, along with Leon, who I'll introduce in a minute, along with myself, have basically continued his legacy of honoring these outstanding young men. Also, again, to my right is Leon Ward. Leon is retired as a football coach, and he still teaches at Arroyo High School, and he is the director of the All-Star game, the Hall of Fame game, and this is, I believe, his eighth game that he'll be in charge of. So both of these men have been very, very instrumental in our program and in our chapter. So if you gentlemen can help me pass these out. Okay. I'm distributing a copy of the actual printed program for you. We have some wonderful photos. I was going to put together a PowerPoint, but I do know you have a busy agenda, so I didn't want to take up too much time. I have included for you, though, a website where you can look at the photos. We did send that to every parent where they can download the photos at no cost, so hopefully you'll get a chance to look at that. And also there's a single sheet of paper that gives the mission statement of our organization. So this was our 42nd year to host the Scholar Banquet and our 39th football game, 40th this year football game. But let's get started to honor and recognize the students. I might say this is the first time our chapter has come to a board meeting to recognize the school. We identify a school annually in the area to serve as the host school. And to my knowledge, this is the first time we are actually coming to honor and recognize them. The members of our committee who are identified in the back of that program, we're so greatly impressed with West Covina High School, the programs that you provide, and the wonderful students that attend your school, that they wanted to acknowledge that. And I said, what a better way to do that than would be at a board meeting. And thankfully, your superintendent, her secretary, and the principal, Rubicalva, were able to coordinate that, and we're here this evening. So if I could have one of the plaques, and I'll start off with whatever one you give me first is fine. Okay. Our first program to recognize, of course, is your football program, and I know that they've been recognized several ways and several number of times, but this isn't so much for winning back-to-back CIF championships. This is for their involvement with our organization and being supportive. So I'd like to call up Coach Mangiore, please. West Covina High School football coach, by the Pasadena San Gabriel Valley chapter, for your continued support of the National Football Foundation movement in the San Gabriel Valley and in your tireless effort representing West Covina High School as the host school for both our 42nd annual Scholar Athlete Banquet and the Hall of Fame football game this year. Thank you very much, Coach.
I will be quick, but I'm extremely proud of the high school, and that night was amazing. Usually I do all this planning and work, and I can honestly say all I did for that event was I talked to Barbara Rivera, who's extremely organized, and they did a tremendous job. The cheerleaders has hostesses, and Steve Olivas' jazz band was amazing. I kept looking back to see who that was playing. I mean, they sounded professional, and I was extremely proud to be a part of West Covina High School that night. Nothing to do with football, but it was a great event. Our kids did a great job. I was proud of the two guys that were honored and all the people that were involved. So thanks to the Hall of Fame for letting us host the game and letting us host that event. And hopefully we can do many more. Hopefully this is the start of something that we can keep going. So thank you very much.
It was mentioned that evening when they were talking about the young men, and they referred to them as the best of the best. And that's true, very much so. But I'd also have to say the other two organizations, your pep squad as well as your jazz band, were also the best of the best. I'd like to call up Steve Olivas up here, please, your jazz band director. I retired, it'll be a year this June, after 41 years in public education. I spent 30 years on four different high schools, went from football coach to principal, and 11 years at the district office. So I've seen a lot of bands, a lot of performances, and the jazz band from West Covina High School by far has to be right at the top level. Just outstanding, as Coach mentioned, and I think I even mentioned it to Steve. I said, you know, if this football thing doesn't work, we'll just have you guys come and play next year. It was really, really impressive. Steve, the West Covina High School band director, the Pasadena San Gabriel Valley chapter, for the outstanding performance by the West Covina High School Jazz Band at our 42nd annual Scholar Athlete Banquet. We wish you and the student musicians continued success for the years to come. Congratulations.
Well, thanks again for the recognition. I appreciate it. But directing the students, it really has been a pleasure. Several students who are here and have gone by the way, you know, graduated and all, still come by and talk to the group or come and see us play. But I do have to boast about them just a little bit. We took first place at Mount SAC Jazz Festival on Saturday, and we're headed over to RCC. Thank you. And we're going to the RCC Jazz Festival this Saturday. We're going out at 4 o'clock, so if you want to see us play, I'd appreciate it, and thank you again for all the recognition. I appreciate it.
The next program we'd like to recognize and honor is your pep squad, cheerleading staff, and really, I think every high school principal can tell you experiences they've had with cheerleaders. However, I would also say, as any particular program, if you have a good program, then you have a good person, because people are programs. And the director there has done an outstanding job. The young ladies were truly remarkable that evening. They were dressed to the nines. They were wonderful hostesses and very, very impressive as a group as well as individually. So I'd like to call up Barbara Rivera, please. Pasadena San Gabriel Valley chapter for the Pasadena San Gabriel Valley chapter for the outstanding service of the West Covina High School pep squad at our 42nd annual Scholar Athlete Banquet. The grace, dignity, and enthusiasm exhibited as hostesses of our event reflects their leader and the school that they honor. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yeah. Kodak time. Thank you.
I just want to say I'm truly honored to be a part of this program. West Covina High School Pep Squad has worked really, really hard to get to where they are today. And these are all my senior girls that I'm extremely proud of. Sad to see go, but they're all academically doing a great job. They're all heading off to colleges, UCs, FITM, Catholic universities. I mean, I'm really proud of these girls. And they have a lot of pride and dignity in their community. So that's a plus. So they're the ones who really deserve the big hand. Thank you.
In closing, I'd also like to acknowledge and thank Principal Rubalcaba for his support. You did have a board meeting the night of our event. I know I received communication from the superintendent of that conflict. We normally try to work around the Final Four for basketball. And school board meetings usually seem to be Tuesday or Wednesday night, and just happened to be on Tuesday this year. Our next banquet will be, our 43rd, will be back at Brookside there in Pasadena, right adjacent to the Rose Bowl. So hopefully either one of you or both of you will be able to attend, but I really want to thank you on behalf of our organization for your support.
I would like the students that are part of the Pep Squad, if there's any students here that are part of the jazz band, and are there any football players in the audience? No? If you can stand, please, so that we can acknowledge your hard effort. Thank you, students. Go ahead. Pep Squad can stand up. Okay. If the students want to come forward, go ahead and take a photo. Come forward so that the paparazzi can have fun with you. Again, if you're part of the jazz band, the Pep Squad, or the football team.
Okay, I was going to mention that. Okay. Okay.
If our coaches and winners can come up too, thank you. Join your. There's a step back here so you can be higher than the students and you can get in. Thank you very much, coaches, Coach Maggiore, Mr. Olivo, and Barbara Rivera. And thank you much, so much, students. We really appreciate all of your hard work. Thank you. Wait, hold on, students, before you leave. Hold on. Before we finish with the high school, this is completely off schedule, and I'm going to put him on the spot. But Mr. Rukava has some excellent news to share with us about U.S. World News Report. And I'll give you this to help you out, Mr. Rukava.
I feel so bad for Megan because as we're talking, she keeps crossing things off her list that she was going to mention during her story report. Every year, U.S. News and World Report ranks high schools based on key academic criteria. They look at graduation rates, AP data, ACT data, SAT data, as well as some of the state API and federal AYP data. And a lot of the things that they look at is how are we serving the needs of our specific demographic group? And so we're compared on a national level to other schools. This program began in 2008, 2009. Since then, West Covina High School has progressively increased in the ranking. This year, out of 22,000 schools that were ranked nationwide, we were ranked number 1,100, earning us a silver medal. And that is much higher than all of the areas, schools in our area. And so we know as a school that we have a great group of kids, a great group of educators, both in the classroom and outside of the classroom. And I do my teeny tiny little part to make sure that we're kind of steered in the right direction. But this is an affirmation nationwide that we're doing a great job for our kids. So we're very, very proud.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. We have another student presentation, if our students will stay, Ms. Rivera. Just so that you all can support the other student. We have two more students, and then at that point, we would welcome everyone to go ahead, because we know you got to go home, study for tests. But we have two students that also need an audience. I'd like to call forward A.J. Perez and Michael DeSisto. This is... Boys, if you can stand right here, and then I'll head over. You know what, let me head over there. Go ahead and stand there, though.
This is pretty amazing what they've done as well, so we want to be supportive.
Okay, these young gentlemen are going to head off to Warsaw, Poland. They are going to go, yeah, they're going to go represent soccer. They're going to be representing the United States in the upcoming Premier International Youth Soccer Tournament, sponsored by Volkswagen International. It's the Junior Masters Cup, and it's scheduled for this May 29th through June 6th in Warsaw, Poland. Now, I'll have everybody in the audience know this is a national honor, so there are only two of a total of 18 students nationally that have been selected to represent the United States. So we're super excited for you. I have some certificates to acknowledge your accomplishments. AJ? Congratulations. And Michael DeSisto. Thank you all. It's just they needed the support, too. Thank you. You all can go. Parents, if you want to take photos, you're more than welcome. This is a big accomplishment. Boys, we're incredibly proud of you. Make us proud. We can't wait to hear when you come back how you did, okay? Yeah, hold it open. There you go.
That's so nice.
Oh!
Go ahead.
That's so cute. Yes. Oh, that's amazing. That was great.
We are incredibly proud of your efforts, boys. Keep up the good work. And we'll hear from you when you get back. We're going to go slightly out of order because our dear Megan has AP Calculus tomorrow. So she's got to get home and do her last-minute studying and get a good night's rest. So she's going to move forward with her report, and then we'll wish her well. Go ahead, Megan.
Good evening. For Coronado High School, they have their CASE this Monday and Tuesday for seniors. Mount SAC will be on campus tomorrow to help enroll their students. They have finished all of their STAR testing for the year, and Friday they have a field trip to LA Trade Tech, and Tuesday they have a field trip to Northwest College. All of the board members are invited to their open house May 14th at 6 p.m. Their ROP will transfer students directly to career training. And they have a few scholarship winners. Marlene Mariscal received a $1,000 scholarship from Kaiser, and five other students received scholarships from the West Covina Women's Club. And their last softball game will be on May 24th. For Edgewood High School, their decathlon has officially begun with a new team, and they're meeting every week currently. The Chinese delegates chose to come to their school on Friday to explore how their school, as well as other schools in America, work. This week is Teacher Appreciation Week. Their school had their ASB and class elections, and they are currently rehearsing their third play of the year, Romeo and Juliet. And they just hosted their second annual talent show last Friday. And they threw a CST assembly to get their students ready, and they're in their last week of CST testing. They are having an alumni sock hop on May 19th, where current and previous Edgewood students will roll back the clock together with a good old-fashioned sock hop. And May 21st, they're having Career Day. Their baseball, softball, swim, tennis, and track seasons are officially over, and their swim finished off their season with the girls being undefeated. So that's really exciting. Both the boys and girls basketball teams are having practices in preparation for next year's season. and their cheer had a walkathon April 28th. For their clubs, Interact is working hard on raising money for Relay for Life, and they volunteered to set up and help out with the 5K run last Saturday. For West Covina High School, we completed 2 weeks of our CST testing, and we are on our third week with 10th grade life science. We began AP testing yesterday, and for our KC testing scores, we had a 2.2% increase in our ELA score, so we have a 91.2% pass rate. We also had a 3.7% increase in math, so we have a 91.7% pass rate. We increased 1.6% in ELA proficient scores and a 6.3% increase in math proficient scores. This is our last week of our spring play, Arsenic and Old Lace, and it is Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. And we have our prom next Saturday, the 19th, at the Skirball Cultural Center, and we're expecting around over 800 students to attend that. And our softball and baseball are going to CIF next week, and swim had two individuals for CIF, and our jazz band, as Mr. Leva said, placed first last week, and they are going to RCC. And our drumline are ADLA champions. Wow. So that's all I have. Thank you. Wow.
Okay, thank you. We're going to go ahead and call a five-minute break, and we'll allow anybody who needs to clear out, take photos, et cetera, and then we'll reconvene in 5 minutes. Thank you.
They're the only ones we can find. I had to teach Spanish. They're the only ones we can find to teach. See, this is why people hate me.
Okay.
Well, you are. I'm completely.
Oh, you know what? That's true. I'll go this way. Okay, we're going to go ahead and call this back to session. Thank you so much. Okay, for the board president's report, I'm very happy to report that since our last board meeting, I had attended the National School Board Association conference, and it was excellent, incredibly inspiring. I'm meeting with the superintendent on Thursday to talk about some of the learnings, to talk about some of the workshops that I sat in, and what possibly can we start doing in our district. So that was excellent. We also had as keynote speakers Saul Khan from Khan Academy. If any of you are familiar with Khan Academy, it's an online YouTube phenomena in which you can get math, science, and now there's some history and some English and some art on there as well. And any age group, they said 8 years old and up, it's targeted toward them, an adult learning. So it's education for all. We had Soledad O'Brien as well as Jeffrey Canada from the Harlem Initiative. In addition to that, we have Judge Ito coming back to our district on Thursday. He will be at Monta Vista Elementary, and we have public comment that will give us a few more details about that. Congratulations again to the high school for the new U.S. World Years and Report. We're really excited about that. Is there anyone else who would like to update the board, have a board report or legislative update?
I just wanted to thank Walnut Grove for doing such a great job with the state superintendent. They asked wonderful questions. The band and the pep squad did an excellent job of entertaining the state superintendent, and he went on at the next event to say how impressed he was with Walnut Grove. They really did shine, and I couldn't let this night pass without saying what a great job they did.
Add to that, the very next day, the state superintendent was at the Distinguished Schools mm-hmm. Award, giving awards to all the schools. And as there was 99 schools getting awards, and as they called the schools up, we'd go up on stage and get our picture taken, superintendent and principal. So first they called the California Distinguished Schools, and San Jose, Merlinda, Monta Vista, and West Cove were called up. And when I got up there, he was big red. And then later they went to the Title I Achievement schools, and again, Monta Vista and Merced was called up. And then they went to the Blue Ribbon School, and Merced was called up. And by the end of the day, both the state superintendent of schools and the L.A. County superintendent of schools said how impressed they were with our district, that they just kept seeing us being called up and called up. And so it really was an honor to be not the superintendent here who got them there, but the superintendent who could stand by their side and celebrate this very special honor mm-hmm. with them. So it was a very, very special day.
I'm neglected to report, I apologize, but this is really important. Also on that exact same day on Wednesday, the California Lottery came over to Merced and interviewed Principal Fitzer, along with the librarian, myself, and had students in the background, and they were looking at lottery funds and how they supplement public education. So if anybody would like to go on the California Lottery's website, there's an education button. If you click on that button, they're actually doing videos up and down the state, but the videos for our particular school district are going to be featured. So that was really exciting, and I got to participate in that as well. So sorry about that. Okay. Megan already did her report. We're going to go to items from the floor. Okay, items from the floor, public comment, not more than 5 minutes, are allotted to any one speaker, no more than 20 minutes on the same subject. This portion of the agenda is for presentations to the board and not a question and answer period where the board enters into a dialogue. If you have questions for the board, please provide the board president with a copy and an administrator will provide answers at a later date. Public comments beyond 30 minutes will be at the discretion of the board president. So I'm going to go ahead and call Kathy Turney, please. Kathy.
Good evening. My name is Kathy Turney. I'm the school counselor at Holland Crest Middle School and a resident of West Covina. As a counselor for the last 15 years in West Covina, I'd like to take a moment as I prepare for retirement in June to thank the board and the district for their support over the years of the counselors at our schools. Many of us had over 700 or more students on the caseload until the passage of AB 1802. For the past 10 years, the counselors in West Covina have taken an active role as advocates for counseling both statewide and nationally. We have been honored over the years by the county and the governor for our counseling programs through our SPARK report. As I leave West Covina, I ask that you continue to support our programs, which have helped our students perform better academically, but most importantly, to become better people. It's important to continue to keep caseloads at a reasonable number and to provide counselors with professional development opportunities when offered by the state and national organizations. Educating our students is a team effort, and our counselors play an important role in this job. Thank you again, and I hope to see you occasionally because I am a resident, so Mike, I'm watching you. And I'd like to invite you all to Holland Crest Career Fair on Friday, May 18th, where if you circulate around, you can listen to Jessica Shoemaker talk about politics and paralegal, and it's a fun day, so we invite you. Thank you.
Who else did you say was going to be there?
Mr. Jeff Cox, a distant relative of Steve Cox. He's going to come and talk about baseball and coaching and
show his World Series ring.
All that. Yes, he's going to wear it. So wow. Yeah, and bring all his paraphernalia. So.
Thank you so much, Ms. Turney, and congratulations on your retirement. Thank you so much for your dedicated service. Okay, I'd like to call Nicole Jones, please.
Good evening. My name is Nicole Jones, and tonight I'm going to be speaking on behalf of CSEA. Good evening, board members and Ms. Kaplan. I'd like to start off by thanking you for opening up the doors of communication. In the last 2 weeks, I have taken part in some meetings that I feel have gone well. I don't envy your positions. I understand, we all understand, that difficult decisions are going to have to be made. We look forward to being a part of that process. We also want to help rebuild relationships. This will make our district stronger. I am sure we can all agree that with open communication, that can happen. We look forward to being a part of the team building process. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Jones. I'd like to call forward Mr. Ian Jones, who's going to give us a bit more details about Judge Ito coming on Thursday to Monta Vista.
Madam President, members of the board, I have had the rare luxury and honor of working with the Honors Program at Monta Vista with their mock trial program. And I have to say that they are a group of really amazing students. It's been a great honor for me to work with them and devise their program. And it's been a learning experience too for myself. It's just been a great experience all around. But I want to invite all of you, members of the cabinet are welcome, to come to Monta Vista at 5 o'clock this Thursday. The presentation will be in the auditorium. And they will be putting on a case that may resemble Hansel and Gretel, only it involves attempted murder and conspiracy and larceny and a bunch of kind of fun stuff for fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. But I would love to see as many of you that can come out. Judge Ito will be presiding again. This is the second time. Judge Ito presided last time. And it's a great honor to have someone a member of the bench like that to come out and be a part of our school and our programs. So I'd like to extend an invitation on behalf of the class and Ms. Schrader and the principal, Noel, to the board and have you all come out. So that's 5 o'clock at the auditorium in Monta Vista. Thanks.
Thank you. Ian, before you leave, do you know approximately how long it will run because there's a City Council School Board Subcommittee liaison meeting?
Yeah. You know, the presentation will probably go 20 to 30 minutes, probably closer to 20. But I'll throw in 30. And I've talked with Ms. Schrader, and I've told him that, because I know that Ms. Miranda Jimenez had said that she would be interested in coming too, but she had a meeting. So meeting. You know what? Let me talk and see if maybe we can delay it.
No.
Just maybe 10 or so minutes.
Okay.
And maybe, you know, City Hall isn't that far from Monta Vista, so, no. You know, we'll see what we can do. But it should go for you know, about 20 or 30 minutes. Oh. I mean, it's actually a kind of convoluted case. So, I mean, it's so, no, but I think, you know, that would be a time estimate.
Okay.
All right?
Perfect.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Mr. Jones. Okay, I'd like to call forward Araceli Briones, please.
As you already know, our school, Monta Vista Elementary, was honored for being a distinguished school and also received a Title I. Not only is this an honor for students, teachers, and families, but the district as well. You should be proud that the teachers you have hired and delivered are delivering all the expectations you have set out for them. I would like to thank you, Ellie Valentine, for making the education for our children your passion, and as you stated to the St. Gabriel Tribune, that at both schools, you think one of the biggest strengths is that each grade level team of teachers are really work hard together to make sure that all students do well. You probably don't know this, but Ms. Lawson has been the head teacher for the sixth graders for 3 consecutive years. She was also an important contributor for the achievements of our school is being honored for. It is through Ms. Lawson's devotion and dedication to go above and beyond the call of her duty in preparing and planning the education lessons for the sixth graders help achieve success and recognition to Monta Vista. Unfortunately, she has not been present to receive the recognition and praise as the rest of her colleagues she well deserves. The parents of Monta Vista would like to acknowledge her hard work, dedication, and perseverance in delivering academic success to our Monta Vista school. Thank you, Ms. Lawson. On a different note, I want the board to know that I'm beyond disappointment and outrage. I am now infuriated. The board has failed to act on my complaint against district personnel.
Excuse me, Ms. Briones. If you'd like, we can go into closed session to discuss the complaint, but all items of the complaint cannot be discussed in open session at all, including comments from yourself, or it is a violation of law. So if you'd like, we can stop. We can go in to closed session.
I'm not going to comment on any topic of the complaint.
The complaint cannot be spoken
okay,
of.
Okay, well, if you see that I am talking about it, please stop me. But at this moment, I will continue. According to AR 1312.1, complaint concerning district employees, reasonable efforts shall be made to accommodate scheduling needs of parents for investigative meetings. According to AR 1312.1b, complaint concerning district parents, investigators in meetings with the concerned parties and the employees or any witness identified by either of them with the attempt to resolve the complaint and then communicate his or her decision to the local education agency's decision to the parents in writing. According to AR 1312.1A, complaint concerning district employees, you have skipped all the informal levels in attempt for resolution from the superintendent.
Okay, Ms. Briones, again.
Okay.
You're quoting the ARs, and that's we're fine. More than happy to meet with you right
this
now.
This is just information that is on your complaint form, so I don't think I'm violating any right yet.
You're speaking to the complaint.
You refused to grant the new investigation we requested in our petition with over 200
signatures. Ms. Briones, this is your last opportunity to go ahead and address
this.
No,
I'll go ahead and move to another topic.
Thank you.
Mr. Spence. I have reviewed the document that the San Gabriel Tribune has posted on their website, where you stated on the last board meeting that Ms. Lawson admitted to 5 charges out of 7. Yet I didn't see Ms. Lawson's signature. That is not an admission of guilt. It is simply a document provided by the West Covina School District and proving it is hearsay. Your invitation to close session is an insult to my intelligence in inviting me to, and I quote, at this meeting, the board will give you an opportunity to present your complaint and supporting evidence to the board. The district administrators identified in your complaint will also be given an opportunity to present information related to the complaint.
Ms. Brown, is you're
this
moving
is just
to the
information.
Complaint again.
I'm sorry, but this is information that you sent to me, and it's public information. It's not confidential, or else you shouldn't send it through mail. After the board received the information and testimonies presented, the board will deliberate in closed session and issue a final determination regarding your complaint. It doesn't take a genius to know that your decision is based solely on the testimonies that would have been given in your closed session and the 15 minutes you have allotted me to do your job in presenting you with evidence and conduct
okay.
an investigation for you.
Well, let's do it now. Let's go.
Once again, you have failed to act swiftly.
Okay, we need to go ahead and call
it is clear that the West Covina District, teachers and
she
parents in the community,
in there,
beware.
Mike.
I thought that the lynching days were over, but they
okay,
are
we're
back
taking a break.
And West Covina School District.
She wants. We can go in closed session right now. She can give us the evidence.
Give us.